there is need now for us to bring clarity to at least two subjects that all of us as Americans are facing. One is the religious freedom issue. Two, today, I have told you at the top of the show an hour ago, and in fact, as we speak now, the president will soon be coming, I believe, to the podium to share with us his move to relocate the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, thus recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. I want to talk about that in great detail with a friend of mine, a frequent guest on the show, and someone whose opinion I greatly value. She is the founder of Why Liberty Matters. Help me welcome back to the show, Dr. Marlene McMillan. Dr. Marlene, thank you so much for being there. How are you?
Great, and it is an absolute joy to be on with you and your wonderful listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. McMillan. And, Doc, let's get right into it now. First, I want to deal with, before we get to Jerusalem, I want to bring some clarity to what the implications are with the Supreme Court case that is going on now involving the cake artist there in Colorado and the case that is being heard. What is the jeopardy? What jeopardy do all Americans face if, in fact, this case does not go in favor of this cake decorator? How do you see that?
Okay, well, let's step back a minute and look at the broader scope of what's going on. Because a problem cannot be solved at the same level it is created. So I'm not going to approach things the same way everybody else does. You can get that other places. I have a higher level of thought I want to bring forward. And in this world of dialectic doublespeak, redefinition, and relativism, the baker or the statue or the photographer or whatever is going on, is the shiny object that's used in the sleight of mind to distract us or catch our eye from the real agenda.
So wow.
That just like a magic trick, okay? You follow where I'm heading here?
I'm with you. Continue.
Okay. So this magic trick that's being played on us is to get us to accept relativism and the resulting lawlessness that goes with it as normal. So rebellion, lawlessness, the destruction of absolutes, and the installation of human reasoning as being God in our lives is what's going on. And what's the goal here? Oh, I want to do whatever I want to do. I can do whatever I want to do without consequence. And we've heard about people like that in the past when it was said each person did that which was right in their own eyes.
And that's
so either we're going to be. Go ahead.
That is exactly the context in which I wanted our audience to the frame of mind that I wanted to bring them into. And I knew that you would be able to couch it and frame it in a way that we could open this discussion. So, Dr. McMillan, you are saying to us that all of these little kabuki dances that are going on, all of these this is a sideshow, and the real deal is to actually cause a fundamental shift in the definitions of what we normally have been accustomed to. That is the goal. If you would continue with that thought.
Yes, because every definition has a destination built into it. So whether we're redefining marriage or you have all these discussions about what does it mean to be an American, We have the Constitution being redefined. Do you have to rewrite the Constitution if you just redefine the words?
No.
So in this, you know, in this whole discussion, no one's looking past, or the really wise people are going to look at what's really going on. And this is part of the awakening that we are calling forward in this land, because once the people are awakened, the people that listen to your show are the kind of people who are looking and are already awakened and awakening, and they will look past what is apparent and look at what is really happening. As soon as that happens, the magic trick is over.
Now, in doing that, Dr. McMillan, in doing that, let me ask you this. Is there then those who understand that there is something afoot? In other words, there is someone, there is a transition that is being attempted to be placed. There has to be some type of, and I hate to use the word, but it's the best one that I have that comes to mind right now. There has to be some type of conspiratorial faction that is involved in this type of smoke and mirror illusion that is being played upon the American citizenry. Who are these people? I mean, how is this taking shape? Who's promoting this? What's going on?
Okay. It's all laid out in print, and it's in a book by Cass Sunstein, and Cass Sunstein is married to Samantha Power, who was our former UN ambassador. And Cass Sunstein is an author. And he, you just look up his books, Nudge, but there's one called Conspiracy Theory. And the short of it is that, first of all, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's a planned agenda. Second of all, once something is laid out and is defined, if a group of people want the masses to disregard it, then they label it a conspiracy theory, even though it is a planned agenda. And people who think with their emotions instead of with their mind are caught up into that.
A planned agenda. A planned agenda, folks. Keep that in mind. Cass Sunstein, give us the name of the book again, Doctor.
There's one called Conspiracy Theory, and there's another one called Nudge. And Nudge deals with how inept we are that we wouldn't know to buy a light bulb that uses less electricity. Of course, maybe we want it to still be able to make enough light where we can read. Or as Rand Paul talks about toilets that flush, you know, whatever you're dealing with here, Nudge explains how to get people to do what they would not do otherwise. It's how we're trained and conditioned as a mass population to respond certain ways and to not complain when our liberties are taken from us.
A planning and a conditioning to get people to do what they would not do otherwise. I'm on with Dr. Marlene McMillan, and I am going to ask her when we return from this break, is that what we're seeing when we are witnessing the type of venom that is thrown at the office of the presidency at this point in time? We are seeing things that are happening that we have not seen in the past directed toward a president. Is this a part of the conditioning that is getting people to do the things that they would not do otherwise? Dr. McMillan, tell us about tonight. You're going to be on with Liberty Matters. I have about 1 minute before we go up against the break. Tell us about why Liberty Matters.
Okay, if people go ahead right away and sign up at libertymatters.com, you still would have time to get on tonight. And basically what we're going to do is we have a webinar. People tune in from all over the world. And tonight we're going to talk about searching for liberty and how liberty has been lost. And you can't find something you can't define, and you don't know what you're looking at. So freedom is like a cubic zirconia. And if you took your real diamond ring to the jeweler and he changed it out for a similar sized cubic zirconia, would you be a little upset when you found out, whether it's right away or 20 years later? You wouldn't be happy. And so this exchange that's going on in our nation is exchanging the real diamond of liberty for the cubic zirconia of freedom. And you have to know the difference, and that's what I'm going to teach on. It's from 8 to 9:30 Central Time. And if people go now and sign up at whylibertymatters.com, you put in your first name and email and then answer that email, you could get in the queue to find out how to sign up tonight.
We'll be back with Dr. Marlene McMillan when I return.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
CL, back with you on this midday in the USA, the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. As we build the bridge to conversation throughout our nation, I am very pleased to bring on guests like my special guest today, Dr. Marlene McMillan, the founder of Why Liberty Matters, and we'll be telling you how to get in quickly. In fact, we better tell you now so you'll have time to get in on the conversation and the teaching that she is going to have tonight. Doc, when we left, you were telling the folks that if they want to get in on the teaching tonight, you were telling them how to do that and where to go, and then we'll resume our conversation. Please tell them again.
Okay. Yes. Go to Y, that's W-H-Y, libertymatters.com, M-A-T-T-E-R-S.com. Put in your first name and email address, and it's going to shoot you back an email that says, do you really want to talk to us? And as soon as you say yes, then it will send you a welcome, and then it will send you how to get involved. Tonight we have a webinar every Wednesday night from 8 to 9:30, and we have a little bit of conversation at the beginning, so you get to talk with me, ask questions, make statements, and then at the end, I teach for a little over an hour. We have new teaching, powerful, content-rich, and then we do about 15 minutes of Q&A at the end, and it's really exciting, and you never know where the conversation's going to go or what one of the listeners is going to draw out of me. And so we have a wonderful family, a Liberty family there, and you are welcome to come join us.
It sounds incredibly exciting, and I do encourage each and every one of you to check it out. Go and check it out. These are the times where we need information. We need information about ourselves, the correct information about who we are as Americans. You were saying when we left, Dr. McMillan, I'm on with Dr. Marlene McMillan, and she was saying to us that there is a training and a conditioning that goes on in our country. And I took from that, Dr. McMillan, that they are conditioning the American mind to receive whatever it is the conspirators, as far as the fundamental change of our country is concerned, are wanting to give us. Is this the seeds? Is this the beginning of socialist and socialist type of movements in our country, the type of conditioning that we're receiving now? How far along are we in this conditioning?
Well, there better be a great awakening, because we have polls now showing that today's young people, as many as 40%, prefer a socialist nation to a capitalist nation because they have been trained in false premises. I have a friend that wrote an economics book, and he explains from a principled position why liberty and economics connect. And what you find there is the choices that our college students are given in economics classes basically present capitalism as a great evil and every other redistributive mindset, every other redistributive scheme, whatever it's labeled, whether socialism, communism, Marxism, whatever, as being wonderful. See, liberty is the result of defined principles. You can actually plan for and predict liberty. Well, just as you can do that with liberty, then anything that is opposed to liberty is going to yield tyranny. And the young people of today, wonderful as they are, they've been stolen from because they've been taught the principles of tyranny as normal and been stolen or robbed of learning the principles of liberty. So it's our job to make that happen and let the world know, because you should not apologize for the system that yields the greatest liberty to everyone.
Wow. Liberty is direct opposition to tyranny. Liberty is in direct opposition to tyranny, and our young people are being taught the principles of what definitely leads to tyranny, and that is socialism. Dr. McMillan, I want to shift gears now, and I do believe that the president is doing something today. In fact, I'm getting word that he is speaking, about to speak, and I think it is a world-shaping event that is going on. I don't know how many Americans may actually look at it that way, but I do. I'm looking at it from a Christian perspective, a Christian worldview, also a Judeo-Christian worldview. I want your take on the president, this president, an unlikely player, an unlikely character as he is, doing and making the type of move with moving the American embassy to Jerusalem. What does that speak at all to you? What does it say to you, if any?
Well, let's talk a little bit just about the whole idea of having a president that is fatherly. He is paternal. He is, and you know, it's the role of a father to tell the children what they can and cannot do. And we have a whole world that's been conditioned to, I'm going to do what I want to do, and who are you, and don't tell me what to do or what I can't do. And so the bigger question here is who or what is in control. And so Trump, in his, yes, very unlikely in many ways, and yet honed at and prepared to stand as an imperfect man. And I think we have to remember we're all imperfect people. And God can use us for his greater plan and his greater purpose. And I want it to give people hope that whatever your kingdom purpose is, whatever God has anointed you for, whatever you are born for this time, you are born and on this earth for a time such as this. So when you see a president who has the courage to say, I mean, the courage that takes to say, we're going to do things differently. We're going to do what we believe is right, no matter what other people think. And our world is conditioned now. All you hear about is, oh, what the world thinks about us, what other people think. That's the fear of man instead of the fear of God. And so it's time for us to rework our very premise of who or what is in control, who do we fear, and who do we want to please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that this, if Trump, and of course, I do believe that he is about an agenda, and I do believe that he is about trying to restore America back to its founding principles, even though I don't believe that in many cases he understands how he is being used by the unseen force. I call him God, but I certainly hope that he does understand that. I have friends, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown and Paula White, who have been there in the Oval Office praying, laying hands on this president, praying for him. I just see something going on here today that is absolutely world-shaking and astounding. Now, what do you suspect, Dr. McMillan, and we have about 2 minutes left in this segment. I want you to stay with me through the break. What do you suspect will be the reaction of Islam in this move that the president is making, and why will they have the reaction that they are having, in your estimation?
Okay, well, we already know that some places have already called for 3 days of rage. And I think this is so amazing when you look at whenever our nation has had a crisis. Over the generations, we've called for a day of prayer and fasting. And how much harm can you do to another person when you're praying and fasting versus a day of rage? So we have to look at this. You know, the statement of blessed is the nation whose God is Yahweh. Happy are the people whose God is Yahweh. Well, there's been such great happiness. When people used to come to visit the United States, they saw such happiness. They'd never seen that kind of, and I know that may be earthly, but in the process of investigating, why are these people happy? Why are they so grateful? And so it comes down to the internal, what's inside of us. Yes, this is a spiritual battle. And you get more of what you talk about, and you become what you think about. So there's a verse that says, he maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of wheat. If we're going to have peace, we're going to have to care about pleasing Yahweh instead of pleasing the world.
Wow.
And every civil law has a religious base.
Wow. We're on with Dr. Marlene McMillan. We're going to return with more of the C.L. Bryant Show here in just a couple of minutes. Don't you go anywhere. We still have much conversation with Dr. Marlene McMillan of Why Liberty Matters. You can get in on the conversation and the teaching tonight. She's going to tell you how to do that again when we return. Why Liberty Matters, Dr. Marlene McMillan on the C.L. Bryant Show.
Our hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed.
And I will forever be grateful for that great sacrifice of Jesus the Christ. The reason for the season that we are celebrating right now, it is called Christmas, and let's keep definitely Christ in Christmas. Otherwise, what would it be? I'm on with Dr. Marlene McMillan. Why Liberty Matters. There is teaching going on tonight on the topic. And Dr. McMillan, I'm going to yield to you again one more time to tell the audience how they can tune in for the teaching, get some of this knowledge in their heads that we are discussing here on the radio right now. Doctor.
Okay, you go to Y, that's W-H-Y, Liberty Matters, MATTERS.com, and put in your first name and email and respond when you get an email back, and come join us. And one of the things we say is you may not always agree with Dr. Marlene, but she will surely make you think. And these webinars, they are principle-based. They're not a whole lot about necessarily issues, but I will use issues to teach you the principles that apply to every situation you will face in life. And folks, if you're going to pass on to your children the values you want them to hold that will preserve and plant more liberty in this nation, then you have to learn how to think from principle and change the conversation to something that really matters. Thus, why liberty matters.
Thus, why liberty matters. Hey, folks, join her tonight. Join her tonight. And I'm very glad that you, Dr. McMillan, could join me here today. There is yet another question that I want to ask you in regard to the past American presidents who did not have the intestinal fortitude that this president is showing. However, they were political animals. Is that one of the reasons why the other president, unlike this one, Donald J. Trump, who was not a political animal, is the political game, has that been a part of a, I'll say, conspiratorial effort to wrestle Jerusalem and subdue the Israeli people for so many years? Has there just been a political game being played by American presidents? And finally, that stronghold has been broken by this one. What would you say to that?
Well, I still think there's a long way to go, and one action is not going to change everything. But you have to, every great movement has started with one step and one person that's had courage to stand when others don't. There is a thing called the political spirit, and there's a political spirit and a religious spirit, and they're like twins that don't go anywhere without the other. We don't have time to get into all of that, but what I want to say here is there the political and governmental are different. See, governmental answers who or what is in control, who's its direction, regulation, control, and restraint. So who's directing, who's regulating, who's controlling, who's restraining? And in order to have peace in any place in the world, you have to have individual self-government. And you have to come to a point where we see inalienable rights, in other words, rights that come from God and not from civil governments. Most of the world operates in this view of getting more political power. And so one person who especially is not understood, you know, we need more people to stand who know the magnitude of fearing Yahweh instead of fearing people. And you will really see a difference.
Wow. So we are on that path now. Dr. McMillan, changing gears once again, I do see something that does relate to what you have just said in the chicanery that evidently had taken place in this past election. It does appear that the powers that were in our government and still exists pretty much in the FBI, were trying to feed the American people a certain line. If Hillary Clinton had been elected president, would we be aware of the covert activity of cover-up and chicanery that we are now beginning to see being exposed? Would that have happened? Is there something that has occurred that has unmasked and exposed the dirtiness of Washington, D.C., in your opinion?
Well, there's a lot that's changed. There has been a real spiritual shift in the nation. And during the election especially, there were many people praying that which had been done in secret would be revealed in the open. And I wrote actually a prayer guide called Declaration of Dependence, and I speak for some intercessory prayer groups. And I would say to them, no, I don't believe you really want to do that. And they'd be like, well, of course we do. And I'm like, no, do you understand when you pray that also stands for you? You know, that means all of us will have exposed whatever it needs exposed for it to be repented of. And so as this change occurs and as an awakening occurs, every awakening, there's people who come along and want to lull this baby back to sleep. You know, they don't want this information to come forward. So light accepted brings more light, and light rejected brings darkness. So I pray that people's eyes will be opened and that they will continue to want to see the truth, because the truth is where you'll be set free. It's never going to be in the lie. And tyrants like darkness, and liberty loves light. So let's be the people of light and life, and let's get in there and really look at the truth and not be so afraid of it and want to cover everything.
Tyrants love darkness, and liberty love light. I just love that altogether. She teaches it. She teaches it. That is her work. She does teach that, folks. And hey, listen, I want you to go to Why Liberty Matters. tonight. Dr. McMillan, I have about a minute and a half left. I want to give you that minute and a half to get as many people on board tonight as possible, if we still have time for them to get in on the teaching tonight. You take it away, and thank you so much for being on with me.
Oh, thank you. It is a total blessing. And folks, I just want you to be unashamed for the cause of liberty. I want you to understand that your children are looking for this. Our children have not been taught that there's immutable laws of the universe. And when you breach them, you bring all kinds of problems into your life. And when you follow them, you really have joy and blessing and opportunity and peace. So which do we want to give to the next generation? And so I actually teach you how liberty is planted in a culture, because liberty is the opportunity to make a choice, to assume responsibility, and accept the consequences. Today we have everybody wanting to run away from the consequences or not see the cause and effect of the decisions they make. So let's teach them the immutable laws of the universe and give them this wonderful blessing of liberty. So join us at whylibertymatters.com.
Whylibertymatters.com. Folks, go there. Check it out. Help yourself. Expand your horizons and expand your American mind with Dr. Marlene McMillan. Thank you so much, Doc. We'll talk to you soon. There is no doubt I'll be calling on you to come on as the world turns. I'll be calling on yes. on you. And so God bless you and God keep you. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Blessings.
I'm CL. This is the CL Bryan Show. We have been on with Dr. Marlene McMillan. And folks, I am encouraging you to go to Why Liberty Matters and check out the teaching that is there. Google Dr. Marlene McMillan. She is incredible. She truly is. And I have no doubt that you will walk away from these teachings a much better citizen.